My name is Robert Jed Sneed, DJED, and I facilitate the Ma'afa Celebration Committee. Ma'afa is a Kiswahili word that means horrific event or disaster. And what it talks about is the destruction of African civilization on the continent of Africa. The second aspect is the lives lost in the Middle Passage when the African people, not slaves, when the African people who had a history, who had a culture, who had families, who had jobs, who had whole civilizations, were transported from the continent across to the New World and made, transformed into slaves. And then the ongoing onslaught of those descendants of those people by the cultures in the New World and now worldwide. So the Ma'afa is sometimes compared to the Jewish Holocaust. It's not the Jewish Holocaust because Holocaust itself is a word that means burned in the oven. So when we look at our experience, we say that we have to be self-determining. The African word that we've chosen to describe that whole process is Ma'afa, not Holocaust. The way we build community is by, number one, remembering those things that I said, that three development aspect, remembering the destruction, remembering those that lost their lives in the Middle Passage, and honoring those who, after slavery, actually went into building community. If you can imagine, for 350 years, being told that you were chattel, that being told that you were not only less than human, but that you were property, had no rights, you were not human, you were an animal, a thing, chattel, and then taking your humanity back and actually building churches, building institutions, building families. That took a whole lot of spiritual and social power and strength. We recognize that, we honor that. Every year, we recognize 20 local warriors in the Rochester community, mostly African Americans, but some European Americans who made a contribution to making the black community, the African American community, better. The criteria is they had to have made transition, meaning they had to have died. Number two, they had to live in Rochester for 5 years or more. Number three, they had to make a positive contribution in those 5 years or more to our community. So based on that, this year we're recognizing 20 more. Last year we recognized 20. The first year we recognized 50 national warriors. And we say a warrior is a community resident who knows he's in a battle and fights the good fight until he passes. That's what a warrior is. Someone who knows. Jim McCullough used to be the head of ABC. And he used to say in meetings in a group that we had called OMAD, he used to say, black people are the only people who are in a war, but they're not at war. They're in a war. They're constantly being onslaught socially, culturally, financially, religion, onslaught. But what happens is we just sit around and say, oh, that's bad, that's bad. We're not conscious of being in a war. We, the Ma'afa Celebration Committee, is determined to make a difference, recognize those who are making a difference, as well as heal ourselves by study, by, like events today, networking with other organizations that are doing things, and by reading, studying, and praying.